All right, in this episode, it is the beginning of the fall TV season, yay! And we're going to take a look at many of the new shows, including Gotham.
And new news on the True Detective front. We're learning who's going to be in season two. Two big names attached to it now, so we're going to talk about that. And a big movie coming out in just a couple weeks, Gone Girl. Mitch just finally finished reading the book.
Yes!
So we're talking about the movie and what we hope for. This is A Gal and a Gay.
Gonna hate, 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 hate. Play is gonna play, 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 play. Oh my gosh, it is stuck in my head. It's my fault.
Oh, you're the one who played it. I played it right before we started doing this. So.
I hate that it's so catchy.
Yeah, we're both gonna be humming it the entire time. So, apologies.
That's all right. There are a lot of songs that have been stuck in my head today. That actually is not the worst one.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It is catchy.
Taylor
and it's
Swift.
So easy to dance to.
I know.
I mean, if you dance to those kind of songs.
Which you do.
Which I do. I do every morning when I'm getting ready. Anyway, welcome to episode 47 of A Gal and a Gay. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks
we're back.
We're back, finally. I know. Yeah, we got to really step up our podcasting game.
I feel like our bodies were like, look. You guys are going to be going nonstop podcasting for the next 9 months. So,
take a break.
A little bit of a break.
That's right. We are getting into our big season here,
because
so you're right. You're
pretty
right.
Soon, we're going to be doing two a week.
Two a week, yeah. At least two a week, yeah.
Oh, boy. And now we're on the same schedule.
I know.
And you're writing things for me at work. It makes life so much easier.
Yes.
But I spice it up. I add a list.
You add your list twist to it. Yes, twists. Of course. That's what we do. We have teamwork.
Teamwork. Uh-huh. So anyway, welcome. I guess this will be our season premiere.
Yes, right? You're right. In TV season. Yeah, this is our new season premiere.
Yeah, our new season premiere.
You're right.
New.
It was a big premiere week. A lot of TV shows premiering this week, so we're watching.
But a lot that aren't premiering this week.
Which kind of pissed me off a little bit.
Me too,
because all the ones that I'm really looking forward to haven't really started yet. Don't start until October.
I know.
You know, so.
I don't get it.
I guess it's spacing it out a little bit.
I guess I'm happy about, because my stupid cable company... which I would love to name right now, but I don't want to just in case there are sponsorship deals out there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, right?
But anyway, they upgraded their interface, and all the old shows recorded just fine that I recorded last year, but then I went and it's like that Sunday night before premiere week.
I know.
I'm going through adding shows.
I'm so excited. My little list, like, yep, gotta be there. That one.
Save. And then yesterday I come home and not one of them is scheduled to record. Not one.
That's really frustrating.
So I gotta figure that out.
Yeah.
But anyway, so then today I watched Gotham.
Yes.
On demand. Not as bad, because at first it came up as an hour 44. I'm like, look, I know it wasn't a two-hour season.
It's 2 hours. What's going on? Why is it 2 hours?
On demand, for some reason, Fox and this cable company
put Gotham in. But they do that. I feel like they've done that a lot. There's been a lot of shows that I've watched on demand that immediately bleed into the next show. And so, for whatever reason, they just record. I don't know why. I don't know. Who knows?
Someone's slacking. But that's all right.
Yeah.
Good
thing. I mean,
and you did you watch it live?
I watched it live,
and you live tweeted a little bit.
I did. I live tweeted a little bit, and I was texting my dad, who was also watching it and getting his take on it and that sort of thing. So
before we get any further into the discussion of this premiere, are you a fan of the Batman movies?
I am. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, so you know the Batman backstory.
I would say. I mean, I know as much as you can know from the movies. Like, I don't know anything about the comics or all the the real deep diving stuff. My dad does. Like, I don't know everything.
But did you watch the Michael Keaton Batmans?
Yeah, I watched those.
With Michelle Pfeiffer.
I grew up with those. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I grew up with those, and then I watched also the.
Oh, okay.
Of course. So, I mean, I'm familiar mostly with. I think everybody and they introduced in the show. I'm familiar with. I know who they are. You know.
All right. So you have an understanding.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Batman is probably one of the only superheroes that I've ever really, really been into. You know, like in the sense of where I really like, I'm really interested. Besides X-Men, I guess, too. Mm-hmm. X-Men, but yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. So, what'd you think?
I loved it. Yeah. I really thought it was a really solid pilot, for a first episode, very impressed. So, you know, because a lot of times pilots are not always the best. But
right.
I think Fox has put so much resources into this that, of course, it's going to be really good. But, I mean, I liked it. I liked the style. I liked the acting. I liked the story. I mean, I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised. The acting was pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
When they first introduced Jada Pinkett Smith's character, Fish Mooney, I thought it was a little off. Just a tad bit, because I thought, what is that accent? How is she talking? Not like when she was outside, but it was when she came inside.
I get you.
With the
you're
Gordon
right. She had a big accent, and I don't know if that was on purpose
weird.
Or what that was. But yeah,
right.
But it didn't really seem to continue in the
right.
As the show went on. You're right. So
and then you got to wonder. Okay, that was just the pilot. What's the rest of the series, or what's the next few episodes?
What
have
they
look
tweaked
like?
And changed since then?
Right,
yeah, I wonder.
Which you know there will be.
Obviously, there
is. I liked it too. I thought there were some parts just a little weak, but the one thing I really did like was, and obviously, guys, we're going to be talking spoiler alerts throughout this whole thing.
Yeah, so you haven't watched it yet.
Wait, hold off.
Yeah,
I liked the fact that you had Selina Kyle, aka
Catwoman.
She was there. For the murder of Bruce's parents.
Yes.
That's a take that I haven't heard of. And
I really like that they're kind of... They've introduced these big villains in the Batman universe as children. I kind of like seeing this aspect of it. Because, I mean, it's a different take on it. Yeah. So, I'm excited to see the origins of them. Like, what's leading them into becoming these super villains, you know? So
I had to figure out and do a little research how old Selina Kyle is supposed to be.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to... I was trying to do math in my head,
because
too, like, but
kinda,
I guess...
She's small like a kid, but that her face, she looks...
Yeah, but she's... I think she's like
a...
I would say she's probably a teenager, supposed to be.
But
because
I
always assumed she and Bruce Wayne were
about
the same
age.
Yeah.
Right.
Same with Poison Ivy, so, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it feels right.
I mean, they did. They introduced quite a few characters.
Yeah.
It didn't feel too much because we all know these characters.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't like, oh my god, who is that and what is that?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, trying to figure things out.
I thought they did a very good job about just...
Just sprinkling
coyly, and just not, like, hitting you over the head with it. You know, they're just kind of subtly introducing them and you're like, oh yeah, okay, that's probably Poison Ivy or... That's the Riddler, obviously, you know, so, So, I enjoyed
and
that.
And I'm glad they didn't introduce the Joker right off.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of alluded to the fact that comedian might be, but I guess that's kind of what this season's going to be about. You're going to see...
I didn't even put that together. I know.
On your iPad?
That when I watched it, when I was watching that series, I was like, what is the deal with this comic? Oh my god. I'm the worst.
Oh, goodness.
I probably was on my phone at that point.
Probably,
so this is why I told you I had to stop tweeting halfway through because I cannot pay attention.
Commercial breaks. This isn't Game of Thrones.
I know. It's like
you have time.
Can't pay attention.
Torture blood. I read an article about the longevity of this show. Like, we all know that it's Batman without Batman necessarily, and that. The show is never going to have Batman. That'll be the end of when he becomes, you know, this vigilante. But the thing is, like, a lot of people worry that people will, after this initial few episodes, they'll tune away because it's like, we know where the Penguin, we know where they all end up.
That's the thing. That's what my
dad was really want to go
talking
on the journey?
About, that, you know, that's what some people are saying. It's like, you know, are people really going to get invested in a story where they know that the good guys aren't always going to win, that the bad guys, you know, because I mean, all know how these storylines end. So, you know, are people going to get invested in it? But I think so. I mean, I think it's about, I don't know all the backstories to a lot of these characters. I mean, I know what I've seen from the movies or what I remember from the movies. So, you know, I think it's just about introducing in a different way. I'd like to see, you know, as long as they keep it interesting, I think.
Well, and the thing is, I
think they take their own take on it.
Right, and Fish Mooney is a whole new
character. Yeah, exactly.
I feel, though, that they needed to introduce, or maybe they will, introduce a few more different characters that we've never seen.
Yeah.
So then it kind of mixes it up.
Exactly.
Who they get mixed up with, because obviously Fish Mooney's new.
Mm-hmm.
Is she going to end up
Yeah.
Is she going to be there at the end of the series? Probably not. I mean, probably not.
No.
But, I mean, that's the that is the gamble that they're, that's they're gonna true. Have to take. But, you know, it's character development.
And it
it's
is, kind yeah, of like, exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know. I
really enjoyed the first episode. I'm definitely excited to see how it develops. And I really like the style of the show. It's very, very dark, very stylized. You know, it's got a whole vintage feel to it, but it's not vintage, you know?
Because you don't know what the time period is.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, they give you hints because, I mean, there's... Gordon has a cell phone, so, I mean, you know, that kind of plays... I mean, the cat... Bruce Wayne was going to the movies with his parents, which he doesn't necessarily say anything, but, like, I think in the first Batman trilogy, you know, like, he was at a play with his parents when his parents died. So, you know, it's just... Right. Well, stuff like that.
I mean, there was a flip phone.
Yeah, it was a flip phone. You're right. So maybe it was like 10 years ago.
Right. Right. Yeah, really, 10 years.
Yeah, I know. But no, I like that. I like that it's like, it's got that vintage-y feel, like most Gothams do, you know, so I kind of like that. So, I don't know, yeah. I really did enjoy it, so.
All right, what other shows have you watched so far? You've watched Red Band Society.
I did watch Red Band Society, and I really liked it. I thought it was a pretty good episode. It's a very, you know, it's one of those shows I think that I probably would weep at eventually. It's very sad, but good. It speaks to the teenager inside of me of just, I don't know, feeling out of place and feeling like you want to belong, that sort of thing. Because all these kids are going through the same things. And, you know, I thought it was good. I think I'll give it a shot. I didn't love it.
Right.
I wasn't enamored with it right away, but I did enjoy it. I love Octavia Spencer.
Oh, yeah.
She's great. So,
critics are split on this one.
Yeah. That's
they
what
really
I read
are.
Too.
It's either they like it or they just don't like it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, I'll give it a chance. I can't say I'm going to follow it completely, but. Yeah, I mean, it's a feel-good little thing. You know, it's a little sad, but I think there's some good acting in it, some good characters. Kids are cute, so, yeah.
Did you record Scorpion?
No, I forgot that was on last night, so...
Well, now you can watch that one on demand.
did you watch it?
Yeah. I did watch most of it. I liked it.
Yeah.
I actually liked it. I mean, this is a CBS show.
I know. That's surprising.
It's
but
good.
I remember that was one of the ones that stuck out when we watched the upfronts. You know, that one. And I know it's getting a lot of buzz. Like, a lot of people are talking about it, so.
Did well in the ratings. Gotham did well as well. No, it was good. I like it. I really like the characters. Like, out of the gate, pretty solid premiere. Robert Patrick is in it.
I do like Robert Patrick.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it has promise. And obviously, CBS. People already tuned into CBS. So
yeah, exactly.
If you can
so really, if they throw anything at CBS, it's going to stick.
For a little bit.
For
Hostages.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't.
See, I don't think so. I think Stalker is good. I mean, there's But there are some people that critics are like, oh, it's really good. But
yeah.
It's like, how can you keep this up for a season? Remember Hostages last year, CBS?
Yeah, exactly. CBS.
Yeah, I don't know. And I love Dylan McDermott. Obviously, American Horror Story.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Really
wasn't... I wasn't impressed by the trailer for that one.
Right.
So, you know.
We'll see.
Speaking of hot, Ben McKenzie is super hot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He is.
Commissioner
Well,
Gordon.
Southland. That should have been a show you
Yeah, I know.
Watched.
I need to get...
Oh, my God.
I watched a few episodes when it was on. I just never followed it, so...
Did you watch when it was on NBC or...
I feel like it was on NBC. Well, no, it was on NBC. Yeah, because I didn't have cable for the longest time, so I think I probably did watch it when it first started on NBC, and then it moved to TNT and it got better. I know that, so... It's just one of those ones that... I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Hmm. But yeah, I'm glad he's back on TV. Obviously, Southland just ended last year.
Yeah.
But yeah. What else? Mindy
Project New Girl. I really enjoyed the season premiere of Mindy Project. I thought it was really funny. Danny Castellano, super hot.
I know you.
Diamond Dan.
Diamond Dan. That was good.
That was
a good twist.
I thought it was really cute, and it was a good little episode. I was afraid, you know, I'm still a little leery about Mindy and Danny being together, but I thought this episode worked. I thought it was pretty cute, like, you know. So, I enjoyed it, and the cast is so funny, so really enjoyed that. New Girl, it was all right.
Mm-hmm.
There were some funny moments, but again, I'm still not, I don't know. It's just still not... wowing me the way it used to.
Right.
You know? So, I haven't watched this tonight's episode yet. I'll give, you know.
It's funny because, you know, this week, you know, we celebrated, I guess, 20 years ago, Friends
yes.
Debuted. And obviously it wasn't an instant hit.
No.
But the thing is, with Friends, there were six, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and it never felt like there were too many of them storyline-wise. Well, with New Girl, there are five of them.
That's the thing, I
there
think.
There are five of them, and it feel like it's
I think
too
it's
many.
Because they focus so much on one or two characters at a time, and whereas Friends was more really of an ensemble thing, like each... Mm-hmm. All the characters had their own storylines, but it still felt more ensemble-y than New Girl does. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, New Girl is an ensemble cast, but you know, it always feels like it's Nick and Jess, you know, mm-hmm. or with Coach and Winston. Like Winston just feels like a bit
or Schmidt.
Schmidt, yeah. They're like, we're gonna bring Schmidt in for you know. So it's just.
I know. It was funny. When I was watching it. I was like, "Where's Winston? Oh, he's there for that one little
yeah." Yeah, thing. Exactly.
It's like, when are we getting rid of Winston?
I like Winston. I know
but
you don't like him.
He is the weakest link.
I think he's really funny.
And
I think Cece, he's funny.
Where the hell?
I know, and Cece
she's
too.
Just,
exactly. There's another.
I think it's too many males.
It might be too many males. Yeah, you're right. Because they had three girls and three guys on Friends.
Right.
So maybe that's what it is. But
well, happy endings too.
That's true.
And it worked.
It works.
We still watch happy endings.
I know. It's still hilarious, but
yeah.
I think a lot of that's the writing.
I think it's just the balance.
I think it might be the balance, and it's just, I don't know what it is, but yeah.
I think originally when it was just her and the three guys.
Yeah.
That worked.
Yeah.
But then you had to bring Coach back because happy endings ended. And because he worked really well in the beginning.
Yes.
But then he had Winston.
And because
and then
he's
it's,
such a funny, great actor. Yeah, of course you want to find a place for him. But it's almost like they're kind of forcing Coach back into the equation.
Well, and you know who I think they should have brought in as more and put more in the Cece role is that one lesbian friend of hers.
Oh, I know. She's
so
funny.
Good and funny.
Diane Raphael. She's really funny.
I mean,
I know.
Every time she's on this show, it's like...
And they...
Nailed.
They
nailed
really
it.
Have not brought her back since the first season, have they?
No, they have a little
bit.
She's,
okay.
She's like in one or maybe
remember.
Two
yeah,
episodes.
Yeah, that's right. They were in. She was in the last season. That's mm-hmm. right. Yeah, that's right. I remember.
It's like, what? I mean, that's a waste of talent.
I agree.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe she has other commitments, but...
Yeah. You know, maybe they had more scenes, but they've just cut them for time or something. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just...
It's fine. I mean...
I still like it, but it's just not, you know, that first season was so funny and so good, and now it's, you know, mm-hmm. it's like I'm just holding on because I want to, because I'm like, I want it to be the New Girl it used to be, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe the season will change.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right. But out of the gate, that's not, it's.
Yeah.
Not, and I thought, oh, weddings.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Right? It was a wedding episode.
It was a wedding episode, yeah.
Yeah.
They went to a wedding.
Because I remember that first wedding episode they did in season one was seriously
one of the funniest. Yeah.
So good.
Really funny, yeah. I know.
But, yep, we'll have to wait and see.
I don't know, I'm trying to think of what else that I've watched. Nothing new, I don't think. Oh, Sleepy Hollow returned also. Mm-hmm. I was telling you about that.
And you were confused at the beginning.
I was confused. So it was my dad. My dad and I were talking about it. He said,
oh, he was confused too?
I was just like, I was totally confused.
We know your dad pays attention, so
yeah.
That's good.
So I was like, oh good, I'm not the only one who was so totally confused. I was telling Mick that I had to stop the episode, pause it, and look up the synopsis of the season finale. So I was like, I don't remember anything that's happening. What is happening? And then it turned out to be an illusion, but still, it's like, okay.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Nice job.
I'm assuming Sleepy Hollow fans have watched it by now.
Right, that's true. That's true.
So, I don't know what else has started. I don't know. What are you looking forward to this week?
Looking forward to the return of Modern Family.
Modern Family. Blackish starts tomorrow night.
Blackish. I'm going to give that a try.
Even though Anthony Anderson.
Yeah, you don't like it.
Not my favorite, but I'm going to give the show a try.
The kids look awesome.
It does. I mean, the trailer sold me, so mm-hmm. I will give it a shot. How to Get Away with Murder starts Thursday.
Oh my gosh.
That's the one. We should live tweet that one. Yeah.
Let's not jump on that. That's a lot.
I know, you're right. Let's slow down. We can barely live tweet the shows we're fooling you.
Right. And this year they're on at the same time. I know. Oh, God. At least one's on Wednesday, I think, and one's on Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. God,
that'll help out quite a bit. But yeah, that it.
That looks really
looks good.
Good. I don't remember.
Viola Davis.
I think those are the big ones this week that I'm looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to The Flash.
It yeah, The Flash.
It's on October.
The same day as Supernatural.
And they're on the same station, right?
Yep. That's on right before Supernatural, so.
Good. I don't have to watch Supernatural before. Just kidding. I know it's a great show.
Oh, Nashville comes back tomorrow, too. Duh, Nashville. Yeah. I forgot about Nashville. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's hope the viewers didn't forget about Nashville.
Yeah, I think most people have, and I'm pretty sure it's going to go away. And then Once Upon a Time and Resurrection both come back on Sunday. So
no, you're still hanging on to Resurrection.
I'm still going to hold on
to it. I watched the first season,
I
liked it.
I really liked the first season, so I'm going to stick with it.
My problem is, I know that Walking Dead's coming back soon, American Horror Story,
yeah, no,
The Flash
this
is coming up.
Going to go off the DVR list. I mean, this is going to be a strictly on-demand thing, probably, maybe. Because a lot of conflicting things going on Sunday nights. There's Once Upon a Time.
Because now you're hooked.
Hooked.
Now you're hooked.
I'm hooked on Once Upon a Time, so that's a must-have. Then there's Walking Dead, so, and Resurrection and Walking Dead are on at the same time, so. I might be able to DVR at the same time. But
Isn't that ironic that Resurrection and The Walking Dead are on at the same time? I'm just saying.
You're right!
Just saying. It's kind of weird that they would be on at the same time.
You're right. That's funny. Yeah. So, and then there's some other things starting in October. Supernatural.
Right.
And American Horror Story. And
Let's talk about
American Horror Story, yeah.
The teasers look fantastic. That carnival song.
Oh, my God.
Downloaded.
I think this season's gonna be insane. I think it's gonna be the craziest year.
Well, already Ryan Murphy
says it's gonna be scary, right?
It's gonna be scarier than anything. And I guess there's this one moment, I guess, when they reveal the clown's face or something that.
Oh my God.
It's really intense. It's like, it's hard to believe, but then again,
I know.
American Horror Story has really surprised us
exactly,
in the past.
Exactly, I know.
And the cast is just phenomenal.
It's great. Yeah. I think I'm really excited. I didn't think they could top Kevin, but.
Right. Well, I think it's interesting how they've mentioned that Sarah Paulson's character is, if that is the make it or break it for them. Because of the CGI and stuff.
Yeah.
If they're not able to pull it off, it could be bad.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that they've already tested it, and I'm pretty sure FX wouldn't have been like, let's give the go-ahead
if it's
not going to work.
Exactly.
So, if she can pull it off, and she's a brilliant actress.
She's brilliant, yeah. I think she's going to be great. I mean, it's going to be a great season. So, that starts October 8th, y'all. So, mark it on your calendar. It's going to be a busy week, TV-wise.
Busy.
I'm making no plans after work other than watch TV podcasting. That's all I'm doing.
Right. That is it.
Don't ask me to do anything else.
Walking Dead looks intense.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
God.
That latest trailer they put out, a couple weeks ago? Oh, my gosh.
Somebody's going to die.
Someone's dying. Someone's going to die this season.
Who do you think?
I don't know. I could see them doing... I could see Glenn going away.
That's who I think it is.
I could see Glenn, but I don't know.
That's who I think it is.
Because I think that would be... I think Glenn dies in the comics, doesn't he?
I thought you said that, but I... Because I Wikipedia things, like, with Game of Thrones. I just want to know.
Yeah, I was seeing my dad tell me
not reading that book.
And then I forget.
Right.
I thought he was still... No, I think he does. But,
I mean, it really doesn't matter, because they don't really go necessarily
exactly.
by the comic
really
books anymore.
Exactly, don't really necessarily follow the comics. But, I mean, I think there's going to be a major death in Glenn... Which makes me sad. I love Glenn, and I love Glenn and Maggie, but I could see this.
But here's the thing. You can't kill off too many more main characters.
You can't. I know. There's not many
Basically,
of them
it's
going to
be Rick and Carl.
Exactly. And I'm not going to... Well, I'll watch it, but I will not just like Rick and Carl.
Right.
You know?
Because, and another reason, I think, besides Michonne, none of the new characters have really stuck, necessarily. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, Abraham and Eugene and all them, they're on a mission to get to DC, so, you know. Yeah. Even though I know Abraham's a big character in the book, mm-hmm. so I would assume he's going to be sticking around for a while. Eugene also, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. That's October 12th, so not that. Yeah. Well, we will be live tweeting that one. We will be podcasting about that one. Mm-hmm. So, same with American Horror Story. So, look forward to that, y'all. You'll be seeing a lot more of us come October.
You'll be hearing a lot.
Yes. Okay, let's talk about True Detective. We got totally sidetracked.
We did.
We didn't even do our little TV news open. Sorry, do you guys know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
True Detective 2, Season 2. They've cast it finally. Finally, they've told us who's going to be in it. Colin Farrell and Vince Vaughn. So, what do you think?
Colin Farrell, really excited about. Vince Vaughn, I guess.
I don't know. I've never been huge on Vince Vaughn anyway. I mean, I like him in some things, but I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I'm trying to think of a serious role that he's been in, and I can't think of anything. All I think is, like, old school and...
And that was not serious.
Stuff like that.
But, I mean... People used to look at Matthew McConaughey that way.
Exactly, too. That's true, absolutely. So maybe he just needs this role. And, you know, I would assume the show's going to be pretty good, just like the last one was, so...
And serious.
Serious, exactly, so...
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
I feel like comedy's harder than...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Drama, it's so. Gotta be, yeah.
I mean, he can just be a one-note character, and I think he'll be fine. But, I mean, he'll have some kind of intensity. I mean,
yeah.
He has intensity with...
Exactly. You know, he does have comedy. A certain intensity. He's got an element to him that, I think could make him...
Yeah. But, I mean, obviously Colin Farrell can...
Colin Farrell's gonna be great, yeah. So, yeah. Colin Farrell's done some really bad things, too, but, I mean, given the right role, he's really good. So, I do think something in this... As long as he doesn't try to do American accent. He's not really great at American accents.
True.
So hopefully he'll keep his
Irish,
Scottish, whatever he is. So.
Well, and I think we still have a detective role to be filled. From
they're going to be three leads, right? Yeah, we have three leads.
And it looks like Taylor Kitsch.
I hope it's Taylor Kitsch.
Could be that third.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. I mean, who knows? Vince Vaughn might be a more of a minor.
Yeah, that's true.
Minor.
What if he's like the villain?
Yeah, I mean,
they didn't say what the leads were going to be, right? So,
right.
Maybe two of them detectives, one of them's a villain.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. So, I don't know if the same director is going to be doing.
I just read an article that said that there will be a couple different directors for each episode. So, that could change things a little bit, too, on how it actually ends up when it's on screen. But it starts shooting later this fall. And we'll be back,
sometime next year, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I want to quickly mention the Veronica Mars spinoff web series.
How much do you love Kristen Bell?
I love her. Love
that
her.
That video with her and Dax.
Oh, my God.
And the Samsung tablet or whatever.
I can't even talk about how much I love her. She just... And how much I love Veronica Mars, so...
You're welcome.
I know.
You're welcome.
I knew I would love it, but I didn't know I would love it as much as I love it. And I really wish that I could go back to my 21-year-old self and told myself, watch this show, Kat, instead of going out and drinking all
that. You could have done both. You could have done both.
I could have done both, you're right. But I wish I had watched it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a new web series. It's featuring Dick, so it's kind of, it's about Dick Casablancas and here and there some of the regulars from Veronica Mars are going to be involved with. So I don't know. It's on CW's website. Oh, it began on the 16th. So I'm going to have to go back and look at that. So I'll have to look for that, but I haven't watched anything, but the trailer looks really funny. So I just love that show. And I love the fandom behind it too, because it's really the fandom that's
gotten all this.
Keeps it going, So, it's hope for those little shows that, you thought were gone, but if you had enough of a momentum with your fans, you can keep it going, just like, kind of like Community and, everything like that. So, if only it worked for happy endings.
I know.
So, That's all our TV news.
All right, so do we want to play the open for the movie news? Yes,
movie news now, people.
Right. Movie news. Here we go.
All right. So, movie news. Thought we'd start with Bryan Singer, confirmed.
Oh, yeah.
Officially to direct X-Men Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. So, that's good news.
Yep. So, he must have figured out a way to get out of his legal
troubles.
He
does these movies well, so,
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So I'm on board with that. And that's supposed to come out...
2016.
May 27, 2016. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I loved that last one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was really good.
Yep. So, yeah. It'll be...
Keep them coming.
Yeah, keep them coming, exactly. So, that'll be exciting for many calendars. All right, Star Wars. I set you some time aside to talk about that.
Oh, look at you.
Because I know you love your Star Wars.
Well, there have been some... They're J.J. Abrams and the production team, they're trying to put a drone cap on everything.
People are trying to get drone footage of what's happening. Yeah.
They've gotten a few shots of, like, the Millennium Falcon, a black X-Wing, a couple other things.
Did you see that YouTube of that video of... The Millennium Falcon matched up with Batman or something.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, it's fun because Zack Snyder and they kind of have this back and forth. And then, of course, you saw the Batmobile was missing and a stormtrooper was arrested. So that's kind of fun. I like the play on that.
Yeah.
But the look,
every nerd in the newsroom was watching that.
In the galaxy. Yeah. Get it right. But the first look at the Millennium Falcon, and then you also saw the Batmobile underneath.
It was fun, yeah. Nice little matchup that fans can enjoy, so.
Yeah. Just today, Oscar Isaac, I think it's Isaac, anyway, he's playing some character in the film that we don't know yet.
When are they gonna reveal more?
Probably after all the filming's over. I guess that makes sense. There is a slight possibility that we will have some kind of teaser
by the end of the year.
Not a preview.
Yeah, but
like a teaser.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna see characters in costumes. At least Han. Yeah, Leia,
I would think they.
At least Han, Leia, and Luke.
Yeah.
But. I think they'll be around Christmas time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, a year out from the most anticipated sequels. People will be talking about that. Right.
Yeah, so.
But anyway, Oscar Isaac was in this interview. He kind of let a few things slip we're going to see stormtroopers, which obviously was sort of a given, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
But he did let, so that is a confirmed. You know, it's been confirmed through him.
So he
let it slip.
How much is George Lucas involved in this movie?
Not much.
Not much, no?
He's like a consultant. But, you know, I've read articles where he hasn't even been on set.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So.
Was he involved in any of the last ones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. By the dialogue, he was involved. It was awful. but in the article, they also asked him how much interaction has he had with Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford. He didn't mention Mark Hamill at all, but he mentioned that he does have some scenes. He's worked with Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, and I thought it was interesting. I'm going to find it right now. What he said about Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill. Not Mark Hamill. Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher. He said...
He's gonna
hate.
Entertaining y'all while he looks up this.
Oh my gosh. Now I'm not gonna be able to focus. Okay, so he goes, yes, I have... He never says anything about Mark Hamill, but again, he says, Carrie's hilarious and doing such cool work. Which makes you have to wonder, what's that mean? Harrison's back. He said he went on hiatus for a while. Obviously, everyone knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he looks incredible. Everyone's having a good time. JJ sets the tone. And he says there's a lot of enthusiasm, and it's being done with a lot of heart. So, and he said the really cool thing is that it's a real set.
Like, yeah.
There's not much, I mean, there's obviously going to be CGI, but he said they have these big, big sets, and there are hundreds of stormtroopers or whatever.
Wow.
Or whatever. And
or whatever.
So anyway, so yeah, he dropped a few nuggets. But you know, he also mentioned they asked him about, you know, some of the leaked photos, and I thought this was interesting. And he nails it here. They asked him, you know, about, you know, obviously people are leaking photos because everyone's so hungry for information about this newest movie. And he goes, you know, people want to know about all these special things and when those iconic moments are going to happen. But if all that gets revealed beforehand, he goes, I feel like it robs the people, the audience, of that moment when they're sitting there watching it for the first time. I agree completely. I will say I have, you know, I've read these little minor spoilers and stuff, but these are just like rumors and speculations. I'm not going to read something that it's like the script is leaked.
Yeah.
I'm not going to
read that.
I don't want to know that.
Yeah.
And I think that's why J.J. Abrams, he's notorious for leaking information that's completely off basis and wrong, just to get it out there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the movie. And, you know, so the movie is a surprise. I mean, I was born in 1977, so I didn't see Star Wars when it came out. But just, and no one knew much, anything about Star Wars. Just this big space saga. And just to experience that for the first time with all the surprises and you didn't know that, you know.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I want, I think a lot of fans, that's how they kind of want to go into this next movie. They want,
yeah, not really knowing what to expect,
right.
Yeah.
And I think once we get closer to the movie coming out, there are going to be more spoilers. And this will be the time where I'm like, great, I don't have to see it. I don't want to look at it. I just want to experience Comic-Con.
Whatever they give
us at Comic-Con, because we're going next year. So, anyway, that's really all the update. I mean,
okay.
It's exciting. I can't believe we're still so far away.
I know. It feels like, yeah. I mean, we're going to be talking about this for so long before it actually comes out. So,
yeah.
Speaking of J.J. Abrams, did you see this article? Him and Stephen King, they're adapting a television series based on this book.
And I read
11/23/63.
Most of it.
I read half of it, too. I didn't finish it.
Part of me is like, I didn't want to know how it ended. Because it should be that
I think
it
I just got sidetracked with something. So.
I did like.
I loved it. I mean,
And we're talking about 11/23/63.
So it's about this guy who goes back in time, and he goes back to about the time JFK is assassinated, and that sort of thing. I don't really remember how it ends or anything, but it's a good book.
I thought you didn't finish it.
I didn't finish it.
Okay,
no,
so you
I
don't.
Said I don't know how.
Oh,
it
right.
So
and me either. Yeah. I'm actually like
I.
Real close to finishing it.
Oh, no.
I tried to finish it over spring break.
I think I only got halfway through it, and I don't know. I have to be in a certain mood to read, and sometimes I think I was just in one of those moods where I didn't want to read, and so I stopped reading it. So
I will say I liked it.
I liked it, too. I really did.
I liked how it was like the past doesn't want to be changed, and so it really fights that
to,
person.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be, I mean, Abrams
and it's
is behind
a,
it.
It's just a limited series, right?
Yeah, and it's on Hulu, so it's not coming. You know, it's going to be on Hulu. But I mean, it's going to be.
A lot of people have Hulu.
I will definitely watch this, so I think it'll be really neat.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how they do it.
It's going to be a 9-hour series, so it's going to be a mini series. You know, they've done this a lot with a lot of Stephen King's books. You know,
Well, there's a lot in that book.
Yeah,
and
there
it is a long.
It's a long,
damn
yeah.
ass book. That's probably why I really didn't finish it. But then I got so close to the end.
Yeah.
I'm like, I really don't want to know how this ends. Because
I think at this point I have to go back and reread
it. But it builds up where it's not really a story too much about the assassination. It's more about
his
journey.
Yeah.
And it's like,
so. But when I was reading that too, I thought this would make a great movie. So, you know, So, anyway.
But really, I think there's too much in there for a 2-hour movie.
Oh, yeah, no, that's why they have to do it in this 9-part series.
It's okay, R2. That's okay. You can go back upstairs.
Oh, God.
I'm a little R2D. Just kidding. It's my test tone.
See, I'm so used to it, I didn't even notice it.
R2 should be in everyone's lives. Anyway, go on. I'm sorry. Yes, there's so much to it.
There's so much to it. Yeah,
they
couldn't
have put it into a 2-hour movie.
It makes sense to make it a 9-part series. Right. So,
Even though movies are now like 3 hours long.
Exactly.
But no, that's
But this is better. I would definitely rather watch a 9-part series than a 2.5-hour movie.
Right.
Because I can't, I can't do it anymore. So, anyway.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. That'll be exciting. I'll definitely watch that when that happens. So, based, speaking of movies based off of books. You finished Gone Girl.
I did. I finished it this weekend. You finished it.
Yeah. Many months ago. And you enjoyed it.
I did. It also helped that I was sick this past weekend, so that kind of sped up my process.
Yeah, that gives you some time.
I'm a slow reader. I'm a slow reader. It's not like I'm doing anything else.
Yeah, well, you're also somebody who likes to go out and do things. You're not sit on the couch.
I've got shit to do outside.
Exactly. Yeah.
I've got things to do around the house. These animals won't leave me alone, you know, kind of thing. But everyone, like, we laid on the couch all weekend, and it was nice. I really liked it.
It's really, yeah, it's really good. So the movie comes out in next week.
Next week.
Oh my God, next week.
Premiere.
Yes,
we're going to see it before.
We're going to go see the premiere, so that'll be fun. So we'll definitely do a podcast about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting really good reviews.
It's supposed to be really good.
I love the fact that Reese Witherspoon bought the movie rights and made it into a movie, and she's not starring in it.
I know.
And
it's filmed in Missouri, so that's fun.
Little parts of it. Yeah.
It's filmed Cape Girardeau.
Damn
which
movie.
Is,
yeah.
That's
credits.
A whole other story.
Yeah. I like the book. It's the ending that just.
The ending's nuts. So,
The whole book is. I mean, once
the
you
whole,
hit the middle.
The middle part. Yeah.
I thought it was something different.
Yes. I sort of
but
assumed,
I thought
yes.
That was going
was
to happen.
What was
going
to happen was, yeah. That, right. But like, what all's involved with that was not expected.
Right.
You know, so. And it,
don't worry, we're not going to give anything away.
No, we're not going to. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to ruin it for anyone.
No, I don't want to ruin it for anybody either, because it's really good. It's a good twist. Both the middle and the ending, so. Yeah, so I'm hoping, I mean, from what I'm hearing, they're pretty sticking to the book pretty well.
Well,
so.
the author, Gillian Flynn, she wrote the screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
She was the only one who wrote this.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
So, it's pretty, and it's long.
You're interviewing her soon, right?
That is still up in the air.
Okay.
And not for public. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
No, it's still, no, it's really.
It's like a PR thing, like it, a public, it's, you know, press
still,
thing. Yeah.
Still up in the air.
Yeah.
But anyway, she was the sole screenwriter. So, obviously. But the thing is, she's been asked in several interviews, and she will be asked in this interview, about the ending. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, you can tell me there are tweaks, but people want to know.
Yeah.
Are they going to be...
Because an ending like this sort of works in a book. You know, like, something I'd be okay with in a book, but in a movie?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a crazy ending, and
I still feel like my ending would have been awesome.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, but anyway, but, we can't even talk about that because
I'm
getting
one
thing.
But, so we're
good book.
Yeah, very excited for this movie, so I can't wait. October 3rd.
And we're going to see it in a premiere next Thursday.
That is so much fun.
And we're going to have to go right after you get off work.
Uh-huh.
Because we have
to
get in line.
I will try and leave right after.
Yeah, because the thing show. Is, it's happening at Alamo Draft House here in Kansas City. So we can go to the bar, have dinner before, and make sure that we still have our spot in line. Even though we've RSVP'd.
Can't you say, don't you know who I am?
Oh, right. Yeah, because that works. That really works. That always works. Not at all. Not at all. That backfires.
I know.
Oh, you're going out to Reese Witherspoon. That was a good show. Because remember, she did that when her husband was pulled over.
That's right. When she was
so
drunk.
So it all comes back
all
to Reese Witherspoon.
All comes back to Reese Witherspoon. That's right. That's funny. Some more news. So they're making a National Lampoon's Vacation remake. Mm-hmm. And Leslie Mann's going to play Beverly D'Angelo's.
I think she's playing Aubrey.
Which one's Aubrey?
The Chevy Chase and... No, because Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo is in it. They're the grandparents. So she's playing...
So she's playing
the
daughter?
Yeah. And
you should
read
that article closely.
Right. Christina Applegate's playing Ed Helms. Ed Helms? Yeah. Ed Helms is playing Rusty.
Oh, okay. Oh, so
they're
that's
married.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Christina Applegate's going to be the new, well, sort of, I guess, Beverly D'Angelo, but it's Rusty and,
oh, okay,
and his family.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Oh, cool.
So yeah, read that article.
Well, I like Leslie Mann. Maybe I shouldn't just skim articles.
The thing is, the way a lot of their articles are written, it made you...
Yeah, it did.
It led you to believe, because she's blonde, yes, and she, you know, that she's going to be,
yes,
Beverly D'Angelo. Yes. But it's also kind of weird, because Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo, they're also doing some kind of vacation ripoff on TV series, too.
What?
Where they're going to play grandparents. It's weird. I feel like those two should just get married, because they're...
Seriously.
And they were so good in those vacation
movies. I know, they're
movies.
Really good in those movies.
I was listening to something on Satellite this week. There was a radio host who has never seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. He's seen all the others, but Christmas.
How old is this?
Oh, in the 40s.
Really?
50s. Yeah.
How do you make it that far without
Christmas
movies?
Vacation?
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
I know. Wow.
Yeah.
That's mind-boggling. And he works in was it an entertainment show?
Mm-hmm. A gay entertainment show.
Well, shouldn't revoke his gay card.
That's exactly what I thought.
Speaking of gay cards.
Oh, whoa, Magic whoa, Mike. whoa. Where are we going with this? Okay.
Magic Mike.
Right.
Magic Mike 2.
As long as that Peter Kidd,
Alex
Pepper. I don't like
he's him. In it. He's going to be back.
He?
Yeah, at least I think so.
Really?
But
you're going to kick out Matthew McConaughey and you're going to keep that kid?
Well, Matthew McConaughey is probably like, I want an Oscar. I don't need to do Magic Mike anymore.
Right.
They're having some... There's some big name women in this movie, too. Jada Pinkett Smith, Andie MacDowell.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really know what their... They haven't really said what their roles are going to be, but we do know that this movie's going to be set at a stripper convention, so...
Jesus.
So I'd assume...
I don't see.
I know.
Come on.
Seriously,
I didn't think the first movie was that good.
No, I mean it was.
I don't think women are going to be lining up for the sequel.
No,
because the
first
storyline.
Well, yeah,
it heavy.
It wasn't terrible. Yeah, it got real heavy there for a while. You know, a lot of women are going to, you know, yeah, let's go see Half Naked Men dance, and then you go and they're saddling with this really sort of heavy storyline. You're like, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
So. But the thing is, like, the first movie was a novel, you know,
it was a novelty,
you know,
right,
because it's this movie about male strippers, so that's what brought people in. Now there's another movie about male strippers, and, you know, I don't think women are going, they're not going for the storylines, obviously, so this is going to be another one of those where you get a bunch of your girlfriends together and go watch Naked Men dance, but
I
just don't really think a Magic Mike 2 is necessary.
Right.
You know, I saw the first one, I saw it with my friend, and I enjoyed it, but am I going to go on my way to see the second one? Probably not. You know, because been there, done that. So,
right.
So I don't know, but
I will not be seeing it.
Yeah. So, but Jada Pinkett Smith, Andie MacDowell.
Yeah.
I can't imagine them be playing strippers.
Well, no, I think no. But it is
maybe
a stripper convention. But who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
We'll see.
Who knows? I don't know.
They made money off the first one. That's why
they made money. Exactly. They made money off the first one, so they're hoping to strike gold again, and they will. You know, maybe not as much as the first one, but they will make money off of it for sure. So,
All right.
So we're going to end with "This Is Where I Leave You."
Yay!
We went and saw it over the weekend.
Yeah,
this is the movie starring Tina Fey and Jason Bateman and Jane Fonda and Catherine Hahn and all these really great people. What did you think?
Oh, I thought it was great.
I thought it was great, too.
I thought it was fantastic. Adam Driver really surprised me.
Yeah.
I haven't really seen much of his work. And obviously, I'm going to love him in Star Wars.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
But just the cast.
The
casting was
great. Great cast. I mean, great ensemble cast. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. I mean, Jason Bateman and Tina Fey together.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were fantastic.
Right.
And Timothy Oliphant, who I love. And
oh, yeah. I mean, he didn't have that
He didn't have that much,
part.
Yeah.
But
I like him.
Good.
You know, it was very, very good. So, yeah. Connie Britton, who also didn't have a big role, but you still love her.
Right. Everything. I was really hoping that she was going to hook up with Corey Stoll.
I know!
Because those two, I think, would be
great. Yeah. Yeah.
He's great.
I like him, too, a lot. Yeah.
I was really hoping he was going to be here yesterday for The Good Life.
Is he? Oh, that's right. He's in that. That's right. But no. Oh, my God. I would have.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny because I didn't recognize him without his hair. Because, like, he's on this FX show, The Strain, right now, and he has hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so that took me, and we're like, that's the guy from The Strain.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. You haven't watched House of Cards?
No.
Because he's in that.
Oh, okay.
That's the first time I've
recognized
it from. He is great.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, it was a great, great, great movie. I mean, Jane Fonda, too, really funny. It's a good, like, family drama. It's very, you know...
And it's not something we've seen before.
Yeah, you know...
They took the Jewish route. That sounds weird. But, you know, like...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was telling my sister about it, and I was like, it kind of reminded me a little bit of The Family Stone. Did you see that movie? Mm-hmm. It's a little bit, you know, it's one of those family dramas, very close family with a lot of, you know, drama mixed in. So, except, you know, not set at Christmas. But very touching, like I was telling Mick that it made me miss my family a lot because it's like, you know, big, close families and everything. So I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I left wanting more.
Yeah,
Like, oh, is there going to be a sequel? I want to hang out with this family.
Yes.
It was more like, I want to see this in a TV series.
Yeah. You know, oh God, that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So highly recommended if you're thinking about going to see it.
Yeah.
Highly recommended, you know.
And I loved it. I heard that Jane Fonda auditioned for the role.
Did she really?
Because she wanted to audition for
That's really great. Yeah. She was fantastic.
And her prosthetic breasts.
Oh my God.
Those are good.
Those are not her real breasts. No.
It's a thing on top of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
And that's a big thing in the book.
Yeah.
So, and I guess Stephen Levy, who produced it, I think, producer-directed it, he was talking on a serious show, and he's like, yeah, he's like, I personally called her to tell her that she got it, and he's like, the first thing she asked was, she's like, oh, I'm so excited. She's like, now what about these breasts? What are we going to do with these breasts? And so they're like, we went out and found the best.
That's hilarious.
Because, you know, you didn't want him to look
like,
what's her name on, There's Something About Mary. Remember the old lady?
God. Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, you totally could tell those weren't real. But they're like, no, we wanted it to be, you know, spot on. So it's like, oh, Jane Fonda, what a class act.
Yeah, she was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I highly recommend it if you see it, let us know what you think.
Yeah. So that's it. We're done.
Yep. Unless so always follow us on Twitter at @AGallonAGay.
And Facebook @AGallonAGay. Or Gmail us. Or email us. Whatever.
Gmail us.
You know what I mean. @AGallonAGay@gmail.com. That's what I meant.
Yeah. So, yeah, you guys watched these new shows or your returning fall favorites. And let us know what you think.
Let us know what you think. Absolutely. So, and as more shows premiere, we'll talk about them more and we'll try to do more of these podcasts. So.
Yeah, well, we're going
well,
to
definitely,
American Horror Story starts.
Definitely week after next, it's full force because that's when all my favorites come back. So,
can't wait.
Oh my God, there's only 2 weeks. Okay, it's not very far away. Oh my God, okay.
Well, happy TV,
yay, TV
fall season.
Yay, goodbye everyone.
Bye.